This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what's happening with the grains here on Monday morning?
Well, we've got a wheat-led rally here. There's all sorts of problems going on over in Europe, Russia, Ukraine, with some of the dryness concerns, some of the frost, late frost that they've had. So there's some issues there with quality. There's some issues there with concerns about the potential for a shorter crop as well. And then if you look here locally in Kansas, there is potential for some of these rains that are starting to crop up down there, that there could be some quality concerns or maybe even some disease concerns coming up on the winter wheat crop as we get closer and closer to harvest here. So there could be some reasons to see some upward momentum in that wheat market, which kind of bleeds over into the corn as well. So that'll be something to watch. A lot of the weather situation that we've got is well known. Some delays in the corn planting, maybe a little bit of delays in the bean planting over the next week or two as well. But more so, it'll be something to watch. What happens with these acres as we head into June? Because that'll be a big talking point as we move into that June 30th report.
Also, I wanted to ask you how much of the Kansas wheat tour that they're currently on right now, checking out that crop and kind of the condition it's in, is playing into what we're seeing happening in the wheat market.
Well, it could be part of it. The big thing that we will continue to watch, because wheat is such a world dominated market, is that you have to pay attention to what's going on with Russia, the number one exporter of wheat in the world. You have, Ukraine is in the top three, even with their war situation. And then, the European wheat continuing to see maybe a little bit of a late start or some issues there. So our own situation, it's not as big of a deal, because a lot of the concerns for disease will be something that will be after this wheat tour. But right now they're about 50% good, excellent on conditions. So it's not in bad shape. It's going to be what do some of these excessive rains coming up do for them as they move forward.
And then, Greg, if that continues kind of the trend this week where wheat is the leader in the clubhouse in terms of what's moving the ag marketplace, is that more friendly to one of the other commodities in any sense, or is that something that could potentially cause one of them to move to the upside?
Yeah, it should help. Should help the corn, because we've been treating wheat as a feed grain here for a while, so that'll help the corn a little bit. We're kind of on different paths right now as we're planting the corn. We're getting ready to harvest that wheat, so ships and night type situation. But the situation with the South America's weather and some of the dryness that Brazil is seeing, and maybe a little bit of concern about that Safrina corn crop down there, that could also help us out. It's not that anything's really truly bullish. We saw the market come off of a friendly USDA report a week and a half ago, and do kind of nothing but sell off last week in the back half of the week. So this is something that we finished what 20 or so cents off the highs from last week. Right now you're about 14 to 15 off those highs from last week. So we'll have to be watching. But I think at this point the concern is not necessarily weather conditions or anything like that. It's still the big carryout in these markets, whether it's corn or beans. And that is going to be predominantly what we have to be preparing ourselves for and looking for opportunities to make cash sales and get hedges in place as we go into the end of the month and into June.
On the other side of the ag markets, what's happening with the livestock complex?
Well, we've got bird flu showing up in China. Now, it's not necessarily in cattle like what we're dealing with, but it is something that will need to be monitored. And for right now, we've got 4 days in a row higher of trade in the cattle, so that looks good. We've picked up about $6 over the last week or so. That continues to look good. You did break out a little bit to the upside. We took out the more recent highs from a few weeks ago. Now we're kind of testing highs from about a month and a half, 2 months ago. So we'll be watching that. There's some gaps on the charts to pay attention to. Overall, we've seen better box beef. We've seen better better cash trade slightly. So the market does feel like it's starting to find its way back up. And as we start moving up, we've seen open interest start to increase again. So maybe that's the funds coming back into this market a little bit. Been talking for a long time about the fact that production for this year, just like last year, was still friendly to prices. So the downside risk was not as great. Although it's still there, it's not as great as it could be without that production, those lower production numbers.
You mentioned the bird flu cropping up in Asia. So is that going to potentially be more supportive to United States protein? Because like we saw a few weeks ago, when there was so much uncertainty around the United States markets, that just caused so much turmoil in the ag marketplace as far as the numbers are concerned. Are we going to see something maybe similar here where it benefits the United States producers a little bit?
It probably will not be a big story for the United States. The reason being, if it gets into, let's say, Chinese poultry or something like that, they like a different type of chicken than what the U.S. produces. We produce a quite a bit bigger bird than what they're used to. So they're not going to be buying our poultry. The pork side of things, we've seen that those pork numbers back off a little bit. It could be something that if it got into the hog system or anything like that, it could be. But I don't think it's as big of a story necessarily over here. More so, it might be something where like a European poultry producers might see a benefit or increased exports to China and Asia if that's a situation that keeps popping up.
Greg McBride of Allendale, our guest here on Monday. Greg, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. What is the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
They can call us at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
Thank you, Greg, and have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Talk to you later.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next. July corn up 4.5 at 457 even. July soybeans up 5.5 at 1233.5. July soybean meal down 60 cents at 368.20. July soybean oil up 39 cents at 45.66. Chicago wheat up 24.75 at 676 even. Minneapolis wheat up 17.5 at 729 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 24.75 at 686.5. July oats up 8 even at 373 even. On the Merc, June live cattle up 48 cents at 181.53. August feeder cattle up 63 cents at 260.48. June lean hogs up 60 cents at 97.10. June pork cutout unchanged at 103.50. Class 3 milk up 19 cents at 21.65. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.